power animals at work. On St. Patrick's Day, in March 2006, cancerous tumors were discovered in my neck. I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Shortly after, I had two dreams, a week or two apart, like two short film clips of a few seconds each. In the first, a cougar or panther is attacking with his jaws the right side of the neck of a Hollywood-style zombie. The location is that of my lymphoma. The zombie crumbles to dust.
Among Eastern tribes, such as the Seminoles and Shawnees,
panthers were considered noble animals with powerful hunting medicine. In their legends,
panther sometimes features as a leader or warrior of the animal people.
And Zuni hunters kept stone panther fetishes for protection,
ascribing to them both healing and hunting powers.
In the second film clip, I'm holding a baby large-mouthed iguana as if it is an infant, and I'm doing the finger sweep of the throat as one learns to do in CPR. I soon discover that the obstruction is no longer there and the throat is clear.
In the legends of the native peoples of Cuba, the cave of the iguana is where the opposites are born.
Sun and moon.
Day and night.
Rain and drought.
The vital forces born in the painted cave called Iguana Boina, the cave of the iguana, move the sequence of time.
They are the driving force of all living things.
By June, the tumors had disappeared from my neck. My type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma has a 33% rate of spontaneous remission.